Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Today I am joined on the phone by Ng Tian Beng, Senior Vice President and General Manager for Asia Pacific and Japan Channel at Dell Technologies and Country Senior Vice President for Singapore at Dell Technologies. Tian Beng, welcome to the show. That's a very, very long title.
Unfortunately, it is. Hi, how are you, Clarissa?
I'm good. Okay. I hope you are staying well. It's almost the end of Circuit Breaker. So this is actually a really interesting conversation for me because I think it's time we start looking at beyond Circuit Breaker when everybody gets back to work and things that started to concern us during Circuit Breaker. I think Singaporeans became more sustainable over the last few months because we all had the time to start reading more about it. So maybe we start with you explaining circular economy, what that framework is, and why did Dell Technologies adopt it?
Great, yes. Well, put simply, Clarissa, circular economy is really an economic system that really tries to eliminate waste and looks at the continual use of resources, right? If you think about it, the alternative is what we call a traditional linear economy, right? Where you take things, you make things, and then you waste it, right? While with a circular economy, obviously the aim here is that you want to eliminate waste, right? So that you continue to use, because as we all know, you know, resources are quite finite.
So how does Dell adopt it? Where do you put it in your supply chain, in your products? How does circular economy work for Dell?
Yeah, it's a good question. We, we are one of the, obviously the leaders in this, you know, as part of our global supply chain. I mean, maybe I'll just give two examples, right? Number one is that we have what we call closed-loop materials, and that means whenever we manufacture our products, we actually harvest it from our own recycling streams, right? So rather than us go out and acquire sort of new parts for new products, right, we actually reuse back our existing, you know, materials, right? I think that's number one. Number two is that we look to use sort of waste materials too. So for example, you know, I'll give you an example of our laptop, right? Our laptops use sort of carbon fiber. In fact, many of our high-end laptops, when you look at it, it looks really cool and it's made out of carbon fiber. Right. And we actually reuse it from the aerospace, you know, industry. Mm-hmm. And for example, a lot of our plastics too, we actually reuse it from like windshields, right? You know, or different type of products, right? So a lot of it is just using the waste materials that's out there, you know, in the market, yeah.
I remember reading a few years ago that the copper wiring, et cetera, within the components within a laptop was actually quite valuable.
Yes, yes. Actually, that was from a couple of years back where, you know, we even reused sort of the copper wiring and metal, you know, to make jewelry, for example, right?
Right.
So that would be another sort of a pretty cool example, right, of how you reuse sort of content and, you know, materials and you sort of put it back into the economy, yeah.
So those are examples, real current day examples of how we can reuse and how that circular economy framework you're talking about works, not just within Dell Technologies, but, you know, outside and like with the jewelry industry.
Yes, yes, exactly.
So do you have advice to other companies who might now be thinking, okay, maybe now's the time to start adopting a circular economy framework for their own business?
Yeah, I think there are probably, if I can summarize it, just three things, all right, to really look at. I think number one is try to look at sort of opportunities that you can change in your supply chain, your manufacturing process, or even the way you sort of design, you know, your products, number one. And I gave you an example of how we had sort of used waste materials, right, in our own manufacturing.
Right.
Number two is sort of, I guess when you look at all the alternatives available, you do need to sort of look at what is the cost of it, right? Because sometimes, frankly, alternatives are there, but the cost can be, may not make it economically, sense, right?
Right.
And obviously, you want to make sure that whatever alternatives you have, that it doesn't compromise the quality, right, or the durability of the product, because obviously that's really important for your customer. And then finally, number three, I would say is that learn from others, really sort of embrace a collaborative sort of mindset, right, so that you can work with partners or, frankly, even your competitors, right, out there. Because I think in this circular economy, just collaborating, right, it's really, really important. Yeah.
You know, with circuit breaker lifting, with all the budgetary support measures that have been announced in Parliament by DPM Heng, and various ministries have actually also spoken about it being the right time to relook, because some jobs are going to go away forever. There are going to be new jobs. There's going to be sectors that really, really need to look at pivoting or evolving to survive. Do you think this is the perfect time then for companies to also look at being more sustainable and being more sustainable within their business practices?
For sure, right? I think there are lots of different opportunities, example, and I think, as you mentioned, Clarissa, just yesterday, right? I think the minister announced the new Fortitude budget, right? And it looks like there's $500 million that's set aside to support businesses in the business transformation. So I think it's a really, really great opportunity to really leverage off technology, right, in many areas to help businesses. Yeah.
Which is one of the areas that he also identified as an area that business can pivot. And it will be emerging, like for AI as well.
For sure. I think there's lots of opportunity. You know, I think from the budget, it's really exciting. I think that what the government is doing to enable a lot of companies out there, right, to actually pivot over to adopt digital transformation.
Right. We're speaking with Ng Tian Beng, Senior Vice President and General Manager for Asia Pacific and Japan Channel at Dell Technologies, and Country Senior Vice President for Singapore at Dell Technologies. Now, let's talk about your social impact goals for 2030. It doesn't seem like that far away anymore, 10 years down the road. Let's talk about Dell's social impact goals, and specifically one that I thought was very close to my heart, diversity and inclusion. You have a diversity goal of 50% of the company's global workforce and 40% of global people managers being women. How far away are you today from that goal?
Yeah, we are actually hard at work towards that. Actually, you were referencing what we call at Dell, our social impact goals for 2030, right? Mm. And one of it, it's around diversity and inclusion, and we're hard at work on that. Actually, I do like to share some of the initiatives we are working to get us there, right?
Yep.
You know, we have this very interesting program that we've been running for quite a few years in our company now that we are called, it's called MARC, M-A-R-C, right? Which is short for Many Advocating Real Change. Mm-hmm. And it's a program that we run for all our team members across the world that really addresses their unconscious biases and, you know, what's the impact on inclusion, right? So, you know, through this program, we sort of offer strategies and support, right, for all our team members on how to mitigate biases. And, you know, we do all these training workshops where, you know, we sort of look at the inside-outsider dynamics, general role conditioning, right? And we've been making good progress. In fact, by the end of January 2020, which was earlier this year, mm-hmm. we had about 97% of all our executives actually having gone through this program, right? And in Asia, Pacific and Japan, over about 4,800 of our team members have actually gone through this program, right? And, you know, we have a pretty, you know, aggressive goal that, you know, we want to get 100% of our managers actually trained up in this. I think we're making really, really good progress, all right? So that's one program. The other one I'll quickly touch upon is Mental Connect. Mm-hmm. In fact, here in Singapore, just last year, we launched a program with IMDA, which is the government tech agency,
right?
And Salesforce, which is another tech company, and ST Engineering, which is actually one of our partners, right? We launched a program we called Mental Connect, where we're offering sort of mentorship opportunities for female leaders so that, you know, we can build sort of their networks and develop new skills, you know, for our team members, across Singapore.
Right. I've spoken to various leaders from global companies, whether it's finance or energy. I've spoken to some tech senior leaders as well who happen to be women. And one of the things that they have all said is, as companies, and I'm curious to find out if this is happening at Dell Technologies as well, as companies look at diversity and inclusion more and more, and the number of senior leaders grow as far as the female leaders are concerned, that men start to feel like they're not as heard as they used to be before. Do you see that at all at Dell?
No, not at all.
Not
I mean,
at all.
It's really, and think about it, Carissa, it's really a business imperative, right?
Sure.
You know, frankly, companies need to do this because it really makes business sense, right? You know, and it's so critical, right? And I think it shows that companies that have a more inclusive workforce do a lot better, right? I think it's shown in a lot of studies out there. you know, and that's why I think all the, if you're asking like the male leaders at Dell, no, I think everyone is behind this. And in fact, not even behind this, but we need to do a lot more, right? And I think it's great that our company has set a pretty audacious goal for us to, you know, for us to get to, and we are really aligned to get there.
All right. We're speaking with Ng Tian Beng, Senior Vice President and General Manager for Asia Pacific and Japan Channel at Dell Technologies, and Country Senior Vice President for Singapore at Dell Technologies. How do you think companies and policymakers can work together to develop initiatives towards more sustainability, to restrict non-renewable practices? Again, the time is right. The government is looking at how we can progress as an economy once we get out of the COVID-19 situation. So it's a good time to be relooking a lot of these things.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. Look, businesses can obviously collaborate with policymakers, but they can also work with other companies, right? In fact, let me just share an example, right? Mm-hmm. We have where we actually work with a non-profit organization. It's called Lonely Whale. Mm-hmm. And we actually established a consortium, right? We call it Next Wave Plastics. And it's quite interesting because what we did is that we have this consortium of companies that actually look at what we call ocean-bound plastics. So what we do is that we sort of intercept plastics that are leaking in the ocean, and we actually put it back into the supply chain, right? And actually all the work that we do is actually open source, and we actually now share it with our industry peers, right? Which frankly includes our competitors. So we share all this information that we're doing on how we recycle sort of plastics into our manufacturing, and we share it with any company out there, right, in the industry. And so that's one good example of how sort of we work with both policymakers and also with other companies out there.
And do they share with you?
Yes, of course. Of course, right? Because you think about it, Clarissa, in a circular economy, you know, sharing, right? It's really, really important, right, to actually work together.
I think everybody has to buy into it to actually affect real change, everyone within the industry.
Exactly. Because if you're working by yourself, the change that you can impact is obviously limited, right? But if you can work together across, you know, companies and with the government, the impact is so much greater.
Right. Okay. Now, practical steps that companies smaller than Dell Technologies can take to combat climate change, starting from right now. No time like the present.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So now, COVID-19 has impacted so many people, workers, companies, SMEs, huge globals as well, the national economy. But you are in an industry that has been quite fortunate, shall we say, within the impact of COVID-19. How has Dell Technologies been supporting others through COVID-19?
Yeah, we've done a lot, obviously, in this challenging times, right? I can give you a couple of examples. Obviously, one is regarding China, which sort of, obviously, sort of the hotbed when the virus started. We actually have donated and worked closely with the Hubei, CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control there. And we have actually supplied a lot of the infrastructure that they use, in the province over there. Second of all, we actually work with what we call TGen, right? TGen is an organization based in the U.S. that actually does R&D around COVID-19. So in fact, we also supply a lot of the infrastructure there. In fact, we give them access to one of the supercomputers that we run, so that a lot of the researchers at TGen, right, can actually use our supercomputers to do their own research. So I think these are sort of two specific areas, but I think closer to sort of home in Singapore, where besides technology, we also do a lot in the community. In fact, with sort of recently did a fundraiser, Clarissa, with Food from the Heart, which I think you may be familiar. It's sort of supplies food, right, to the needy during these challenging times. We actually raised about $100,000 that we have recently donated to Food from the Heart. And we also actually, some of our team members, even doing Circuit Breaker, has sort of worked with them to sort of help in the packing of the food and even help them in the delivery, of the food now, right? So just some examples of what we're doing.
That's a lovely way to end this conversation, Tian Beng, on a really nice, positive, heartwarming note. We have been speaking with Ng Tian Beng, Senior Vice President and General Manager for Asia Pacific and Japan Channel at Dell Technologies, and Country Senior Vice President for Singapore at Dell Technologies for The Soul of Business. Tian Beng, thanks so much for giving us the time.
Thank you, Clarissa. Nice talking to you.
This is Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.